Park is over to school.
School's out.
All right. Now, would you might say school's out, but would you say something that school turns out, lets out, gets out, leaves out? Which of those things?
School lets out.
All right. And if you want, you might call up the school and ask them. If you're not sure, during the summer, you want to know the exact date you have to be back, and you might say in high school, or you might call the principal and say, when does school
start?
All right. And if a boy doesn't attend one class, you might say he did what? He's
playing hooky.
Would that be for one class?
Oh, I like that. He skipped class.
What would the other expression be?
Played hooky.
Something else. Played hooky or skipped class? I think it's been laid out.
Laid out, yeah.
Were you going to say that?
Yeah.
Now, what does that mean? Does that mean all day?
Yeah, that'd be all day.
But hooky or skipping could be just one class.
Playing hooky. Probably be all day. Or he left for the afternoon or something,
yeah.
You know. He might say he snuck off.
Okay. And
for one class.
Okay. If a person goes to school in order to get a good
education,
gets out of high school and goes down to
college,
get out of kindergarten and go into the
elementary school,
and
first grade.
All right. And you sit at a
desk,
and there are say 25.
Desk.
All right, and you check books out of the
library,
and you mail letters at the
post office,
and you go to a strange town, and you stay in a
motel
or a
hotel,
and you want to see a film, you go to a
movie theater, drive in.
All right, and you have to have an operation, you go to a
hospital,
and there are doctors and
nurses,
and the place where you get the train is a
station.
What station? Might say station, might be the more, there can be more than that.
Railroad station?
All right, does the train still come through here?
Freight train now.
Yeah. There were passenger trains through
here. There used to be.
What line is it?
The Southern Railway.
Around the courthouse, what do they call that? Do they have a special name for that group of that grass out around the courthouse?
Courthouse lawn.
All right. And if you're walking, there's a field. You're over here, and you're going to walk this way across the field. You might say, I'm doing what across the field?
Going across the field.
In this kind of direction.
Catty corners.
All right. Walking catty corners, you say? And you use catty corner to, here are four corners. And somebody lives over here, and you live over here, and you see, I was catty-corded. All right. Well, I wondered if you use a term, if you know a term such as Andy Godwin or
yeah. Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Andy Godwin. I don't know. I always thought of it, you know, it's kind of a, you know, it's not in any special order, you know, just kind of sprinkled around, you know.
What would you talk about as being in a state of an anti-godless state? What might it be? What might you be talking about?
Well, I mean, you know, like, for instance, people standing,
and
you know, around. Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't be in any certain direction from each other, you know. They're just,
People, so you say those people are standing around
Andy
Godwin, or what?
From each other, yeah.
Yeah.
I
thought, would you ever use that
about
planting things or something like that?
Yeah, I'm just planting them all over the place, you know, not in any special row.
Right.
Or.
So how would you say that?
I would say he just planted them Andy Godwin, I guess.
All right, okay, that's good. They usually have buses in cities now, but for a long time they had
streetcar.
Yeah. And if you're on a streetcar and you might tell this man and say, I want what the next corner?
I want to get off at the next corner.
All right. And in Dayton is what? Ray County.
The county seat.
If you work for the post office, you work for the